I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 35 of the Big Homie's House. It's your big homie Kodak in the building. We got all the homies in the building with us today. Big homie Slim's back. How you doing, Slim?
Good.
Big homie Ashley, first time.
Hi.
Big homie. That look like DJ Chose. That is DJ
Chose.
That's DJ Chose. Of course, big homie Butter. And big homie Miss Benjamin.
Yeah.
How y'all doing? Y'all good?
Yes.
How we feeling?
Real good.
I enjoy your enthusiasm, Ashley. We need more 18 niggas need more 1800 in their cup.
I like that.
So, we feeling good. We doing black card.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, you ready? Damn, I didn't know you had them out.
I got them.
I didn't know you was gonna be ready.
I'm ready.
Let's go. So this is how we kick the games off. Black card revoked.
So I'm gonna ask y'all a question. So we're playing a game called Black Card Revoked. I'm gonna ask y'all a question that black people should know. And if you don't know, I need your black card. You can just give me yours because I know you're not gonna know.
Wow, she says you all white.
She started saying no nigga.
You ain't no nigga.
Y'all ready? Okay. Who's poor, black, and maybe even ugly, but dear God, they're still here? It's a movie. According to a movie.
Poor, black.
Poor, black, maybe even ugly, but dear God, they still here.
That sounds like something from The Color Purple.
Purple, yeah.
That's not like a Color Purple ass quote. That is a slave ass quote.
Okay, let me see. Okay.
I ain't never seen that shit either.
Approximately how long did it take did Sophia have to fight?
All her life. All her life, yeah. That I do know.
Okay. A scrub is a what?
I got it.
I think she's fine. No. Also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants. Thinking he just sit part. On his broke ass. So, no, I don't want your number. No.
Sing another part.
Can't get no love from me?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't want to roll today.
Yeah.
I don't want to roll.
Okay, that's all. That's all I'm going to say the rest of them.
You'll say the rest?
I'm going to say the rest.
Whew, black card's intact. All right, cool. So, let's go into the first subject. Subject on the docket. We're going to the porch. We're going to talk about social issues, political, entertainment stuff. And one of the things that's going on right now is the Cardi B and Offset fiasco. Are they getting divorced? They're not getting divorced.
No.
They were just spotted in Vegas doing couple shenanigans.
That don't mean nothing.
I think he's getting his bitch back.
Whoa, nah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know
nah.
What?
I'm with
you.
I don't think
they're getting divorced. That's his baby mother, so she's always going to be in his life.
I don't know. He's not close to the other baby mothers like
but
that.
They just broke up. Then again, I'll take it back. I don't know if he's going to get her back.
You didn't see her facial expressions? Like that was like, take him back. And she was like, back to the car. Like, nah.
Hey.
I don't know.
Men don't never lose that bitch.
You don't think so?
I think so.
I feel like they're going to be separated, but they might not get, nothing. You know.
So, if you got her, she a part of your collection forever.
I've never lost a bitch.
So, you can get all your bitches back.
All she dumb.
That's some
Aquarius
stuff.
No, she's
that's
not.
Some
no, she's
Aquarius
smart.
Stuff.
She's smart.
Why?
She's smart. I always progress. I ain't never fell off.
But do they mean that y'all still I'm talking about in a situation where you messed up.
But see, that's the thing. Like, even if I mess up, I progress. Like, any chick I've ever done bad. When you moving up the ladder, they always understand they was done, and they see that shit. So they not like they thinking you becoming better. Like they not just.
But that has to do with the mindset. Because if they moving up the ladder too, they not worried about nobody
okay.
done them wrong.
That's tricky. But when you got a good heart, they know your heart though. You feel me?
We can know your heart from a distance. Got to go.
I think he needs a time out.
You don't like? You not fucking with Offset?
No.
He do need a time
out. I think
out.
She should have stood her ground. If she's gonna publicly say she's gonna divorce him, she should give it a break. Not invite him to her party.
Didn't they already say like they was gonna break up before?
I don't know, but I feel like she's doing this as a way. Like, God forbid he cheats again, she's like, well, I divorced him already, so she just probably don't want the backlash. So she's like, you know what? Let me divorce him.
I never seen him post her on his story as much as he did this weekend, though. Like he wanted a proof of point.
He posted her when it was in that little location they went to.
And then he was calling her his.
It was like over quarantine. When he was like, take my bitch to go get some sun.
I remember that. But still.
So yes or no? Do y'all think Cardi need to get back with?
No.
No.
I think she good.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
I don't think at all.
Yeah.
Not right now.
I said 2021.
She need a break. She just need to prove a point, like, to him.
She right though. She let him she back. She right. Yeah. That's the only thing that teach a nigga like me. Yep. You gotta leave me hanging.
Cause if she don't, he gonna do the same thing. All he gotta do is buy
and
her.
And you know, a lot of women look up to her, so it's like you have to show men, like, you know, you can't be just doing us like this. If Cardi B getting cheated on, I mean, why my boyfriend gonna be faithful to me? Like the
he should be faithful to you to be faithful to you. It shouldn't matter what's going on outside y'all relationship.
Like, every nigga can cheat, basically.
Every nigga can cheat.
Yeah, it's like yo.
Allegedly, Beyonce got cheated on. Allegedly.
She did. Ain't no allegedly. She
was How do you know? Did she tell you that?
It doesn't matter. She did tell us in that song.
In a song?
Yes.
Becky with the good hair.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if your nigga gonna be faithful, he gonna be faithful regardless of what's going on outside the relationship. It's not gonna take Offset being faithful to Cardi B to make me say, maybe I need to start getting my dick sucked outside the relationship.
Little rappers and shit, Little Baby, all these rappers that got their girlfriends out publicly, like...
If you're looking up to a rapper named Lil Baby to keep your relationship intact, your relationship already fucked up.
Young boys growing up, they're looking at that. The next generation is definitely looking at
that. They are.
Just like young
girls. But what does that mean, what you just said?
I'm not looking at Lil Baby as the poster child for my relationship.
But why did you say a name like Lil Baby?
Nigga's name is Lil Baby. Like, he's not the nigga that, like, I'm looking at to be, like, damn, I want my relationship to be like Lil Baby. But grown-ass man. Like, what rapper should I look up? That's y'all problem. Y'all be looking at the motherfuckers y'all don't really know.
I'm just saying, like, the internet, they influence
I want a relationship
us.
Like Jada.
Yeah.
You know, y'all don't know Jada.
A lot of people do.
You want a relationship like Jada?
People be reposting.
You don't have to know
I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about Miss Benjamin.
Me? Do I want a relationship like them? No. That's why I don't date no rappers or no ball. I stay with my little dude that get money and stay low. I don't
he be
want
scamming.
Like a popular... No.
You have business? Don't do that.
I'm in your business.
Don't do that.
Well, damn. So I think nigga need to get it back with you. You know, what do I know? So let's get into the next topic. I got a whole bunch of shit written down here. So one of the things I noticed on social media, right, is people getting mad at the Team No Kids shit. Does anybody in here have kids?
Mm-mm. But let's talk about that.
I know.
Like when you see somebody say Team No Kids and you ain't got no kids, like if you got a kid, why would that make you mad if niggas talking about Team No Kids?
Because they are ashamed of themselves. Because I hate when people do that, because it's people that I know that when they didn't have kids, that was Team No Kids, and I'm glad I made it this. Now that they have a kid and they're struggling. And we're not. Now it's all of a problem of this and this. You don't have nothing to say. You shouldn't have anything. Like, girl, hush. One girl, she made a post and was like, y'all women that don't have no kids, y'all should be further than what y'all are. Now I'm further than y'all and I have a child. Y'all have no excuses. Like, girl, shut up. Just say that you're struggling. Mm.
You know what?
Ashley?
I don't think I could speak on this because I ain't got no kids.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all, so don't nobody got kids?
No.
Nah.
Yeah, well, shout out to y'all. This is rare.
I feel like y'all can still speak on it because at the end of the day, you don't have no kids and nobody should make you feel bad for not having no kids.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it right.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong?
Yeah, I waited this long.
But if I had a kid, like, I'm trying to think, like, if a nigga say some shit about something that I have that I'm not ashamed of, I'm not going to be upset about it. Like,
okay.
Damn.
Right.
Like, damn. All y'all niggas got Jeeps?
I mean, they ashamed of it.
Yeah, I got a Jeep.
I don't give
a fuck. Like, what's wrong with
a
Jeep, nigga? So,
they are ashamed nowadays.
You say what?
It's a lot of that nowadays. I be seeing people buying stuff 2020. Like, you have to. People put you down if you don't have the newest shit or you don't. It's like, I don't know.
But you know what I realized, though? Niggas be trying to keep up with a bunch of cap. Like, niggas be trying to. Like, that's the shit about social media. You will be trying to keep up with somebody else's fake life.
Thanks.
That ain't even their real life. Yeah. You trying to keep up with an image that they don't even got. You think they living at the townhouse across, I mean the penthouse across street from Lennox and shit. That be their partner shit.
But that's why you need to stay out of people's business. You getting offended and you in somebody else's business. You don't know what's going on.
Stay out their business, nigga. You don't know what the fuck. Like, even if they did get it, you don't know what it took for them to get that shit. Worry about your own shit.
And people still still struggle without kids. It's other ways to struggle without kids. It's a lot of people struggling that don't have kids. Just because you got kids doesn't mean that you got you any more struggling than anybody else. Mm. If you are, that's on you. Nobody told you to bust
the kids out. A lot of that shit irresponsible because I feel like if you were struggling, you shouldn't have brought another child in the world.
And it's but people that keep having them and keep having them and you can't take care of them, but everybody's supposed to feel sorry for you because you don't have a support system. Who cares? That's nobody's business but yours.
I definitely feel like you shouldn't be out here doing kid shit that might bring you a kid if you're not ready for a kid to be in your life.
And then you on social media talking about how nobody's supporting you. Nobody want to watch your kids. Oh, well.
That makes me so.
Like, I see it all the time. Like, oh, well.
Or trying to date and being a single mom. I feel like, which I think.
I don't think you should stop your dating life. But I mean, if it's gonna cause you to struggle more,
but you can't be mad. But you can't
depend on that man to help you.
You can't be mad when niggas don't want to deal with that shit. Like, yeah. People be like, oh well, if he want to date me, he got to get a babysitter for my. Do y'all think niggas need to get a babysitter for somebody?
No.
But I fuck with the single mothers though, cause
they got good pussy.
My mom was a single mom for like half of my life, and she never was complaining about what she can't get done. She got everything done for me and my sister.
It's the convenience. And it's also like, if they got that shit together, it's a certain level of maturity and efficiency. Like, when I pull up on a single mother, I know if we're going to kick it for 2 hours, I know what's about to go down. I know what's about to be cooked already. They efficient because they know by 9 o'clock they got to put their child to bed or the child going to get dropped back off. Like, they on time. Some women, you pull up, you got to wait on them to get dressed. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Yeah, the single mothers do kind of, they be having shit more lined up and together like shit. And
the ones even, that got their stuff together.
If they want you.
And even after the sex, shit, you can get a Capri Sun out the fridge.
A Capri Sun. And go home.
Yeah. You hear a little fruit snacks?
Can't eat a little Junior Capri Sun? That's fucked up. Am I fucked up for that?
Nah.
Because I go to my friend's house and I'm eating that kid's snacks.
As long as you go throw that nigga the ball sometimes.
I would date someone with kids, though.
At the end of the day, it also shows you where their maturity level is at. If they taking care of home, if they taking care of their kids.
Like, sometimes, that's true. Because sometimes, sometimes you see how people are living life, and like you can't handle anything else on your plate right now. Mm-hmm. Like, the most you can handle is some sex, maybe, but you cannot deal with a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you damn near don't need to be fucking outside of having this kid. Like, you need to keep your legs closed and focus on home, because your shit is struggling. Your life falling apart, like, right now. You don't even need to be focused on dick. Get your shit together. You got to be a bad mom.
So how old do the child have to be, though? Like, 10. If you say, hey, my baby is 10. 1, or my baby is 8 months.
It can't. Like, what's the oldest the kid can be?
What's the age range that you accept?
It can't be under 2, because if it's under it's 2, fresh. That means you and your baby mom still
probably fresh.
Got something going on, and I'm good.
Damn. Y'all talking about for women?
No,
I mean, what's too old or too young for you, like, kid-wise, like?
Nah, I would give a fuck. I didn't hear some newborn mothers. Like, I didn't.
We talking about.
I'm talking about somebody that you actually want to be with, though.
Yes. Oh, y'all talking about being with it? Nah, I'm with y'all. It take a little time because I need to. You got to get over what you was on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I ain't never really been in that situation. But if her heart was right, because I had an instance where I had a chick that I played with, like, fucked over her very bad. And then when we broke up, I realized she was, like, the best thing that ever happened to me. So when that happened, 3 months later, she got pregnant by another nigga. And when she got pregnant, as soon as she had that baby, if I'd have been more mature and grown enough, I would have took care of that baby.
Okay, let's stop there. I thought you ain't never lost nobody.
Bum, bum, bum.
You lost her when she had a baby.
I didn't lose her.
When she got a baby, you lost her.
That what you think.
They just separated.
That what you think.
Y'all probably reconnected, but you lost her.
I'm trying to. A baby don't stop that. Judgment. You should know that.
You lost her.
A baby don't
what
stop
else
that.
You know? What?
Ask my bro
I'm so scared to have kids. I'm making a confession right now.
Why are you afraid to have kids? Like,
I'm scared.
Because you're not done being. You're not done being a hot girl. You're not done being a hot girl.
Oh yeah, you're not done being a hot girl.
Is that? It's not even.
When was your last vacation? Exactly.
But I went
probably
with my man.
2 weeks ago. So, oh, you got a man now?
Wow, they're not even claiming like, these niggas. They're not even claiming these niggas.
He's watching on live.
Wow.
He gonna text him like, so you don't know? We together?
That's 2020 for you though. That's 2020.
Like, so is he the only one?
Yes.
Is he the only one? Or is he like the star player?
Yes, he is. I just feel like I just want more established before I have a date. You know?
Yeah, that's
most women. I know it can't be perfect, but like.
Do you believe in having a roster of niggas?
If I'm single.
Define single, because.
Single is single. I'm a Scorpio, so if I'm in a relationship, I'm all about that person.
Slim? You be having a roster of niggas?
Sometimes.
Okay, yes.
Exactly. Exactly. So do they know, like, they're not the only one, or they you tell everybody they number one?
It's not their business.
I kind of feel like when you're dating, when you're single, you can date who you want.
And it's not their business.
You're not my nigga, so if I want to go on a date with Roro on Monday and Tay-Tay on Tuesday,
these type of niggas you dating? Roro and Tay-Tay?
You can date who you want to date. And I will never get mad for a nigga I'm talking to who's dating other bitches, too. Because I feel like you bust to try it out. I'm not jumping in and wasting my time talking to one person. And now I don't even really like you.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's fair.
Like, but I keep it real with them. I let them know.
Well, I feel like we about to skip past something that you brought up.
What?
Your for a question topic, and talking about the baby daddy. So let me find this question. Okay, would you be okay with your boyfriend helping his baby mama out with her bills?
No.
No.
Yikes.
No.
Get your baby. You know if she what? Can't pay her bills, get your baby.
It would have to go through me.
Hell nah.
It's fucked up.
That's very.
Damn, the kid's struggling and y'all about to be petty?
No, get the baby. Get the baby and get her to cheating on her stuff.
It would just have to go through me.
So you like, I would handle
it. Like, I would handle it out of our joint funds. He wouldn't handle it because they don't need that type of intimate connection. I'll handle it and I'm going to make sure it gets done.
So nice what happens feet. when she wants a certain amount of money and you're not okay with that? But
you want to see receipts? You want to see receipts and shit.
If it's for the baby, she's gonna tell me what bills have to be covered, and then I'm gonna cover it. You see what I'm saying?
And how long this gonna go on?
Right.
Yeah, that's different.
Because no, like. When are you gonna get on your stuff? Give me my baby and get on your stuff.
I feel like that would need to be a conversation. Like, okay, she's struggling. Okay, I'm gonna give you a few months. Like, mm-hmm. Shit, like. It depends on what y'all agreement is. So like if she's
struggling, like, how could you struggle when you have a guy who has to give you money every month? How are you struggling?
Shit, but see, it might not
sometimes
be that situation.
Yeah,
yeah.
Some circumstances
change.
She's on child support.
Yeah, you could be on child support and still struggling. Yeah.
It depends on how much money is being paid out and what she needs.
Because the courts may say one thing, but that you may need way more than that.
So where's her money?
But exactly. Bitches be broke.
I just feel like
it's give him a baby.
I just don't understand how somebody can have a job and then you have someone giving you money and you're still broke.
You still cannot manage your money.
Come on, black woman. Black women work with me here.
What are we saying?
What I'm saying is black women, y'all are black women.
Why are we even breaking it up?
Nah, because it means something.
Everybody in here black. We ain't never had no white girl on this show.
So listen. So you telling me if butter... Got my baby, right?
Yeah.
And you my girlfriend. And I say, hey, listen, babe. Butter, my child mama, she down 10 bands. I don't know what she did. I ain't going to give her 10, but I'm saying, hey, babe, I'm going.
Slim like, fuck that bitch.
I be giving her a band for my child, but I'm going to give her 2 bands this month. I feel like if y'all can't come to that agreement as black women to understand everybody go down. I feel like they got something else to do. That's some different energy.
No, it's not even like about black. It ain't about nothing. Your baby mama could be white. It doesn't matter. If she down 10 bands, babe, you need to get your baby. The baby can come over here.
But that's his mama.
You gonna take baby, you gonna take the baby from the mama?
We're not
you a fucking savage.
It's
damn, bro.
We're not taking the baby like you can't see the baby, but get yourself together.
You said babies together. Don't need to be with the moms?
I'm not saying an infant, but children can go with day five.
No, that's true.
It's not that we're taking you. Like, during you can't summer, see the baby,
these niggas
but
is villains
baby,
in here.
Let her get herself together.
I think that...
You have no money.
I think that...
But a Trump.
They shouldn't just leave their baby moms hanging. That's
don't leave your baby mom hanging. I'm going to take the baby while you get on your feet.
Yeah.
Right.
So you gonna watch this little boy like your mama used to?
You would let your
daughter. Yes, I will. I'm telling you to bring your baby into my house.
If you going through financial hardship, you would let somebody, another woman take your kid. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't want that. Like,
you would let. See, you would, but you taking money out of our household.
But this is his. I think that it's his responsibility to manage.
We're together.
Baby mother.
We got it.
Like. It shouldn't come out of your money. It should come out of his money.
See, some of this to me, y'all, I'm not going to lie. I be feeling like a lot of times when I do give people that I love money, I look at it like it came from God. Because God, I ain't go, like, you know how we hustling and we all get money? Some people get caught up in the fact that, oh, I got $500,000 and I just worked hard for that. But in my mind, it'd be like, that came from God.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind giving that to someone else when they really need it. And I'm so fucked up, I'm going to tell them, hey, this ain't my money. This is God money. This is a blessing. If you want to go get high with that, you want to go buy some designer, nigga, that's you and God. That ain't got shit to do with
it. I be feeling that too, but like, it's different. Like, if I, because I don't carry a lot of cash on me at all. Like, I really carry cash on me. So if I'm like stuck in traffic and I see somebody on the highway asking for shit, and I just happen to have $20, I give them the whole $20. Mm-hmm. Or if I got some food that I'm not about to eat, I give them all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you were in the right place at the right time.
For sure.
Because this shit is expendable for me. But like, if it's a little kid, shit, I don't know. Like, I don't got no kid.
I don't know. I just feel like if she's struggling where she can't take care of herself, she have nowhere to stay, you shouldn't be complaining about your son or your daughter coming to stay with their dad.
But I don't think that was ever the issue of the matter. Like,
it's like, are you okay with your nigga giving their baby mother money?
That's the question. That is the question.
It's not if she's broke or it doesn't matter how much money she has. You have a kid with her, you should still contribute. Period. Even if you have a new girlfriend, a new wife, whatever, I think you should still get
money.
What
is she doing? And what is she doing though? We're in this household. We're both working. What is she doing? That he has to keep giving her money. How long is this lasting?
He had a baby with her.
How long is this going to last? Yeah. It doesn't matter. He's laid down.
He
had a baby with me too.
He made life with her. If you was and the shoe was on the other foot and it was you, you would want your baby father to look out, even if
look out for the child. What do you need money for every month?
That is.
How long is this going to go on?
That's expensive.
How long is this going to go on?
That's the common denominator. We got to make sure the baby's straight. So that's really
making sure the baby's safe. But we're not
talking about
child support.
We're talking about
you have
child support in the building.
You don't have to necessarily like splurge on her, but you should like give a little extra.
I see what you're saying, because at some point it's like, okay, we've been doing this for 5 months and you still not. It's kind of like. We talk about like black schools and shit, Morris Brown. At some point, nigga, we gonna stop giving Morris Brown money and we say we need to sell Morris Brown to Clark Atlanta or some shit.
Right.
Because nigga, we've been trying to save Morris Brown
like,
for years.
What are you doing?
And the shit not working. So we need to try something different. So at that point, I do like, damn, we might need to because you obviously are unfit to some degree.
Thanks, I feel
it. And I don't like saying that shit, but niggas,
but
sometimes women do be unfit as fuck, but we just want to keep giving them chances and shit. To rectify the situation, because as a kid who grew up in a single home, you don't want to see a motherfucker grow up without their mama.
So we need an equation for this thing. Because basically,
an algorithm.
There you go. Because everybody right here, but I think what she said gives it the real, like it just, how long? Because
I don't mind you taking care of your child, but taking care of you.
How long?
Yeah, it's how long and how much.
Because
it's how much.
It's
both.
For me, it's how much. I'm not going to buy her bags and shoes.
Oh, no. No, that's not the equation. That is not the equation.
If she need a little extra on her rent, whatever. Shit like that. Like,
it's really rent, food, and household shit. Like,
yeah, but it's still what you
how long?
To. Yeah, because what you doing.
Yeah.
So let me ask y'all this. What if you said, all right, here go this living situation. That way she don't struggle. Is that something off the table for y'all?
Like
women?
Paying a house?
Not paying
something?
A house, no. Let's just say the
like
nigga
a lump
got,
sum.
Let's say the nigga got another house somewhere and he say, all right, y'all can stay there.
That's not off the table. Like, at the end of the day,
that's
you got to think
though,
about please. How your child is going to think about you as a parent, how you deal with their parent, their other parent.
Look at
exactly.
Butter like,
so,
fuck
no. Because you don't have
we gonna
to.
We're going
to
lease that out.
You don't have to treat your baby mama
you
or your
pay
baby
rent?
Daddy nasty. You don't have to treat them nasty, but. What are you doing? Is my question. Like, that's going to be always the question. How long are you going to be paying this house off? How long is she living rent-free? What are you doing, girl?
Not rent-free, though.
It's going down, y'all. This is a house. This is one of them rich niggas that y'all desire. This nigga got a house and he just said, hey, y'all go stay over there.
Where's my house?
If I'm taking care of my baby mama, you already good.
No. If she has a house, I want a house. And then we're going to have
your house is with me.
Lord, your house is with
house.
See, that's not petty shit.
Now you being petty. Now you being petty.
No.
Let's go to the next topic. Because now you being petty.
You have to think about it. This is
somebody
that
I want a house.
You have to
stay with me.
That's your house, though.
Where is no?
If you get mad, we kicking her out.
Where is my house? Because I'm going to rent it out. And that's going to be my income.
Listen, the next, I got another question, right? So
you're right, Slim.
I got another question.
My income.
I got another question, right? So. Most people, like, they try to keep their friends off limits when it comes to, like, fucking their friends, right?
No.
Wait, what?
I don't understand.
Like, say, like, you got a fine...
Like a homeboy, homegirl?
Your homeboy, your homegirl. You got a fine-ass homeboy, a fine-ass homegirl.
Okay.
Y'all just happen to be cool, but low-key, you like, damn, get that motherfucker low-key. But, like, what if you fuck your friend and you find out, like, they got bad sex? What would break the friendship up first? Mm-hmm. Fucking them or finding out they got bad sex?
Neither.
I'm over fucking my friends.
You've done it before?
No, like, I don't want to do it.
What? You wildin'. I beat you right now. Like,
I think we had this conversation. I don't know. Like, I've never looked at my friends and thought that way.
See, I don't want to fuck. Yeah, Cholo, you ain't got no homegirls you would beat. Yeah. I think it's different for niggas.
I think it is.
I do. Because
when they are friends, they are friends.
I know a lot of
friends. And then you could fuck up a whole relationship.
Nah, it wouldn't be fucked up on our end, though. It'd be fucked up on y'all end. It would be fucked up on you. If I know I could get crazy,
then why would I have sex?
Because, like, I could fuck with my homegirl and I would be cool with it. But, like, they would be like, oh, well,
women
you just.
Could do that, too?
They could, but it's not a lot of them that could. Exhibit A.
Because I'm going to be like.
You just going to eat my ass like that and leave? Exactly what the fuck you gonna be like.
Okay, but what if it's your homegirl and like y'all had sex, but she was like stank, like her vagina was stank.
That's what I'm saying. Like, would that like, damn, like,
are you gonna want to be her friend? Like how y'all was.
It's gonna be hard. Like sex has the opportunity to make shit really awkward. Yep. It got to be perfect for it not to be awkward. It got to be like some good shit, and y'all just both mature enough to just move past it. Like that was some good sex, and I move on. But we throw in that shit like that, like damn, your pussy was fucking rancid. Your pussy was rancid, bitch. I don't know. Like
I ain't had that issue with the bag.
You beat any of your friends?
Yeah, I had. I beat one of my partners. Like she was very, very beautiful, but the issue was. She, I ain't gonna say she got attached because she played, but she started tripping. And tripping was regular, like, what are we doing? And it was like, I've been knowing you 10 years.
Fucking
like,
Ashley.
I don't care.
Ashley.
Yay. What's up, Shay?
I hit it wrong, public. She like, what's up, friend?
How do you say that's your friend? Y'all have sex. How do you tell your new fiance that, oh, this is my best friend?
You don't. You do not tell
that
shit.
That's wrong.
You don't say, like, if we are, no, because, no, that's going to fuck shit up. Because she's going to be at the wedding. Like, just say, hypothetically, like, if we do something and I get a homegirl, I mean, and I get married later down the road, and you just at the wedding, I'm supposed to tell my fiance, my wife, like, yeah, I had sex with Ashley back in the day.
You saw what happened on The Best Man, right?
I didn't see that shit.
Okay, well.
What happened?
Watch it.
He had sex with his best friend.
But do y'all think that'd be a situation where you need to tell, like, if you fuck, like, do your wife need to know, your wife or your husband need to know everybody that you beat that might be at the wedding?
If they ask you.
If they ask, but I don't know if I would want to know because she can't come around no more.
Hey, listen. I'm old enough to understand that half the
you got a pass, baby.
It depends on how
you got
how
niggas.
How far the pass was.
I got bitches.
Like y'all was teenagers.
She got it. She got it. Miss Benz at that party next door. But shit, like it. Shit happens, bro. Like just because we had sex one time.
When did it happen?
Kodak, stop explaining. Cause anything we done did. they done did 10 times worse, bro, and I can promise you that.
Wait, what?
They just keep it very, very low key. They didn't fuck. They didn't fuck their partners. They not gonna say yes. They have in here though. I'm telling you, it's true.
But they not. They become not your partners.
Yeah, exactly.
You have sex with them.
You say yeah, they what?
They become not your homies once they.
So once you beat one of the homies, y'all not cool no more.
Call that. All I'm saying is that your
man.
Either
we're gonna start messing around or we're not.
Anymore. Okay.
Call that. At your wedding, you're going to be shaking niggas' hands that your wife been fucked. I'm just letting you know. Get ready for it.
It's hard. It's hard, man. But I feel like me, because like, I be having this conversation with women, because I feel like sometimes I be a hoe. I be having like whole times in my life. It's not like years, and it be like minutes to minutes, hours to hours, and days to days and shit. Like some days I just be like, she wanted to goddamn grab some cheeks. So in that time period, I'm going to be a hoe. And then I'm going to not be a hoe. But, like, do you need to know everybody who I was entertaining during that little hoe phase? However short that was? No. You're going to be meeting, like, 50 bitches at the wedding.
Why did you invite all them?
Yeah,
why did
you
think
that's disrespectful? You shouldn't even invite nobody.
I think that's disrespectful.
To your wedding.
You invited all of them?
What if we cool?
What are they here for?
So what? You don't have to. It's an intimate. People should be there that only really, like, are happy for your relationship. Like, not somebody.
You don't have to invite them. I just feel like.
Especially if
even if y'all are cool. I'm getting married. You're not invited.
So, like, say if y'all had, like, it was a really wild night. And it was, like, some four, some five, some shit. You inviting all them niggas? But all them women?
I'm not inviting anybody that I've done anything with sexually to our wedding to disrespect you on purpose. And shut up, Kodak. I'm talking about future.
Oh, okay. I was just shit. No.
So. Always trying me.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, shit. If I beat you, and you know, we still cool on those terms, like, that really be it. Like, can we still be cordial and treat each
you
other?
You can't. Just why are you at my wedding?
Exactly. It depends on how we was before that. Like, was I wedding material before we had sex?
First of all, what do you define as friends anyway? Like,
Butter's my friend. So like, if some wild shit happened and God just intervenes, like, Butter and Kodak gonna have sex. Butter will still be invited to my shit.
No, this is a better scenario. You remember the girl you told me that you sucked her titties in the hallway?
That was in high school. I'm mad you remember that.
I'm
mad you remember that.
Yeah.
But wild shit though, and I swear to God, hold this nigga up. But like, she's married now, and I'm. Cool.
I feel like it wouldn't be a problem if you
I'm cool with her. So it's kind of the perfect shit.
Because that was in high time. School.
That was in high school. So, but I applaud you because that's like the perfect scenario. Because I'm cool with her husband. But like, I don't think they know. I hope they don't know. I hope they don't know. But like,
if they do, that would be funny to me.
Like, he a cool ass nigga, but like, that shit happened before they got together. And I hope she didn't tell him. But like.
Yes,
that shit don't matter. I haven't talked to her. I ain't talked to her in like 15 years. Like, since high school. Like, we wasn't even cool when I graduated. You did?
So, how you sucking people you don't like titties?
It was, when I did that shit, I think she was.
Outrageously horny. Like, you always say.
No, them titties was big as shit.
For sure.
Them titties was big as fuck. Like, it was the middle of the hall, too. And I was like. Damn, let's move on. Let's go on to the next topic. Facts or cap? Black men deserve love that doesn't require spending money first.
What? You gotta spend the money.
No. What the fuck is happening?
You don't have to pay for the date. You don't have to pay for the date. But who pays for the date?
You know what? I'm a hopeless romantic, so that's not true for me. We could go on a picnic to the park.
A picnic? But you still spend money. I didn't say you had to spend $1,000. A picnic is still money. How are you going to get the food?
He can make that shit at his house.
How are you going to get the food?
You got to check
in your backyard. Nobody ain't doing that. Y'all not even doing that for us to be like, oh, okay, you know.
So would you take a
gesture?
Hold on. So would you go on a walk date? Would you go on a walk date?
Offered to cook me dinner or a picnic or whatever. I've never got offered that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to just take the dinner.
Niggas.
You want to say a walk on it as a date?
Niggas have been talking about that on the show on Twitter.
You want me to sweat?
Like, yeah, I did say that.
You got to get to know each other, so talking is important. If we walk in, can I get a slushie?
Yes, you can have a slushie.
That's money spent. Nobody told y'all.
We not sent.
We already told
you. Hold on, but listen, listen. What if a nigga finesse it and he don't spend, he give you a good ass date, he don't spend no money? Is that a problem?
What's the date then? Give me an example. So the money is the bottom line.
You want a nigga
to know it, but don't spend the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
can't do
anything.
I'm hungry. My stomach is growling.
You don't know what he had.
All right, let's break this up a little bit.
Maybe he's a chef in his previous life, and he cooks you a 5-star meal, and then he takes it to the picnic. What's wrong with that?
He already had that shit.
It still costs money to get the food.
But he already had that food in his house.
He bought it with his money, right?
He didn't intend. It wasn't intended for you.
You cooked it for me though, and now you have to buy more.
So, y'all got maestros out here?
Maestros. Right.
Y'all got a maestros? Y'all got a steakhouse out here?
We got STK.
Okay, yeah. STK. STK, nigga take you, first date, he take you to STK. Same nigga, first date, takes you to Starbucks. What's the end goal? Which nigga you like the most? It's the same nigga.
It don't matter what he takes me. It's the fact that a day, the money has to be spent.
Niggas know they gonna spend money. It's just what he just said.
How much money?
Yeah.
It don't matter how much.
Women do not require that much money. Y'all think y'all have
Get the fuck out of here.
So I'm gonna buy you some water.
Cap on the play.
Why would you buy me water now?
Cap on the play.
No, listen to this example. So it's like if you're dating a guy, he wants to talk on the phone every single day. He take you nowhere. Why would you like him? Why would I want to date a guy who's only talking to me on the phone? You only want to come to my house. I'm going to your house. Why would I fucking like your ass?
Right.
Take me out. If we go walking, someone's gonna buy water. At the end of the money is gonna be spent. Someone who does something as small as get you something to drink on a walk. I'm gonna like you. It's thoughtful.
Niggas doing that.
It's not about.
I know personally. You can't.
I just went on a picnic date.
Shut the fuck up, because I know you.
Niggas,
I know you.
Simple.
What
we don't. We don't.
I like dates. I don't even care where I've been on Starbucks dates. I've been to Krispy Kreme.
Slim, you know I know you, right?
You do know me. But you be seeing the cap ass niggas that I be finessing.
So I know.
They be trying to show it off.
What you tell me? What you tell me when I text you the other day? Hold on.
You said,
hold on. What?
What she said?
What?
She be finessing niggas because they be showing off their money.
Because y'all guys do come at us like
hold
that.
Hold on, but what you say when I text you the other day?
$500.
Exactly. Exactly.
But what did you say? I don't want to say. I always got to see our text messages on this camera.
No, fuck that.
You said, can I eat your ass?
I didn't say that.
You know I got the test message.
But guys do come at us like that. I want to get your nails done.
I don't think I said that. I think I was
drunk. I think you don't have it.
You said.
You know
why?
I never told you that.
Shut the fuck up.
I said it on the story, though.
Oh, shit. I do be wild on my story. But you said $500, so it's like, so.
You said, can I eat your ass?
Did I?
Yes. Let me find the text messages.
I'm wilding.
Kodak eat booty for free.
I'm a hoe, baby. Some days.
Oh, wait. You said, wow, you don't fuck with me like that. I said, shut the fuck up. And then you said, let me be.
I said,
come to Strokers and blow a bag.
Damn.
You got the receipts.
I did. I said, let me be.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, y'all be so cold. Kind
of,
so
and did he come and blow a bag?
And we can't ask.
Okay. First of all, hold on. But listen, I don't be outside at all. When last time you see me outside?
It doesn't matter. You was going to be outside.
I don't like being. I don't like being outside. Like, I don't. Like, I'm an extrovert, introvert.
Big ass swingers.
Okay. Yeah, nigga, you next. What you
Hell no.
Yeah, nigga, lock the door.
You be doing it to yourself. I'm trying to keep our conversations private, but you almost got me.
I don't care, though. I don't care.
You ain't have to do that. I don't care what you got to say about that, Kodak.
Nah.
I don't care. You ain't had to do that.
He asked
for it.
You should
have said.
He not asked for it.
You should have hit him with that, nigga. Don't play. You should have just scared him
a
little bit.
I said, don't play. I said, Kodak, I'm going to get the text
message. Why you kept playing?
He said,
you see her scroll through the phone. You should have just said, you right.
That's not
right.
The first time she did that. But the last time she did it, it worked in my favor. She said, I had a big
So you knew she was finna go on your ass.
Whoa.
Last time.
We getting back.
This bitch, boy. I ain't sending none of y'all messages.
So y'all
Friends now.
Slim been the homie, but it's like that's our relationship. Like that's the homie for real. So I don't.
Oh wait, so you already beat the Chiefs?
No, I beat
you. Okay, I was gonna say wait.
I ain't texting nobody in here. Y'all all rats.
I just beat Crusher Chiefs.
Wait.
You gotta say rats.
Nah, I ain't saying. I said rats.
Wait.
I said I ain't texting nobody in here because y'all gonna tell. Like,
it's only me.
Say, oh.
It's only me.
I don't want to be on TMZ. This nigga got the whole hookup and
we
shit.
We do. We definitely do. They need to send me my check, too, before I got them. I tell on their ass. Cash know what the fuck happened with that shit. They owe me some money.
I saw something today.
She saw that? You said what?
He was on the TV today talking
who?
To Demi Lovato.
The ex?
When I walked in, he was on TMZ.
All right, fuck it. Like fuck it. We're going to talk about this shit now. So, let me tell you this shit about TMZ, right? A lot of that shit be fake.
Really?
A lot of shit be fake. Like, shit be set up. So, they had me go out to goddamn, I want to say it was Conyers. I think it was Conyers. Conyers or Smyrna. Some place like 45 minutes from where I'm at, right? So, they're like, all right, we got you. This is a setup shot. Cool. You're going to go out there and do it. It's going to be easy. Cool. I'm like, cool. It's easy money. My nigga, they pay good for like half a day rate. They full day rate is crazy. They pull their rate how you win six figures if you do that shit every day. But, so, like, cool. So, I go out there, and, like, nigga text me. He's like, all right, I'm at the trailer. It was a nigga, Max Eyrick, some shit like that. So, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm here. This nigga says, all right, don't start filming yet. So, I'm like, okay. So, I follow him. This nigga walks back to where everybody at, where everybody else is at. Mind, he agreed to do this shit. He know this shit. He know we here. He walked back to the producers. And act like a nigga just caught his ass. So niggas looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, oh, this nigga's he's paparazzi. Bitch, you asked us to be here.
Oh, my God.
You asked us to be here.
So they clout chase.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, this shit is so fake.
Wow.
That shit, like, the shit you be saying is so fake.
That's 2020, though.
Like, the nigga told the paparazzi. He told TMZ. He was like, yo, I want to talk about this shit. I want to talk about Demi Lovato. They like, all right, cool, we're going to send somebody out there. He want to act like a nigga just, I got the footage, bro. I'm going to post that shit on my story later, bro. The nigga was like, ooh. Bro, they already paid. Bro, this contract, I already signed. I already signed the contract. I already got my money. The checks is already signed. What they going to do? Big fat. You did. But like, bro, the shit you be seeing on TMZ fake. I promise you. Hollywood fake. All the shit's cap. Big cap. Anyway, let's go into the next subject. Let's go into the big homie's bedroom.
Fred said, hey, my favorite.
You said what?
Teacher G Fred said, what's up?
Where he at?
On my live.
Shout out big homie Teacher. Hey, we need to have that motherfucker back up here.
Yes, we do.
Hey, Fred.
He was talking that real.
Fred, you watching this? Hey, Fred, I'm sliding your DMs next week, man. We need you back up at this motherfucker. So, minimum or maximum amounts of sex per week? How much you need it?
Minimum four times.
Four times a week? It's seven days in a week. Hold the fuck up.
We said minimum, not maximum.
That's the minimum? Holy shit. What's the max?
Maximum seven, maybe two times.
14? I'm doing the math.
No, 7 days a week, but two times a day.
Whoa.
Maximum.
Miss Benjamin? Oh, minimum?
She fucking.
Well, I can't go more than 2 weeks.
You can't go more than.
If I'm in a relationship, so I can go more than 2 weeks. You, like so, if I don't see if he's busy or whatever, if he got something going on, that's the longest I can go.
Yeah. Definitely a scammer.
Mind your business. Okay?
You want my business?
Don't do that.
So you say you.
Yeah, I don't really be like calculating that shit too much.
But like, if you did, like, how many times say minimum a week you need it?
Like three.
She said two.
Three weeks. Maximum. Like, what's too much sex?
Like every day of the week.
That's you can't do it every day.
Really? No.
Chose.
I'm into you.
I need a break.
How long am I? Oh, I'm working. To be honest, it depends on my vibe. My whole thick run, I ain't had. I've been preserving myself. I ain't fucked in 3 months.
Oh, you wildin'.
That's
dude.
Amazing.
You wildin'.
That's good.
Now, let me give y'all
the next bitch he get with. You are fucked.
Nah, see my manager looking at me crazy.
You are fucked.
Let me give y'all some explanation.
Oh, man. He about to tell on you.
Nah. I've been. Now when I say that, I mean it from a different perspective. I fucked in 3 months, but I've been. Y'all know how y'all deal with dog ass niggas. I fucked one person.
I look this way.
Faithfully for 3 months. Like, I haven't fucked another woman. And...
That's a girl?
Sick cat.
Yeah, that's my girl. I've been fucking her for 3 months straight.
So you have been fucking.
I've been fucking.
I thought you were celibate.
Nah, but listen, but listen, but listen. You gotta understand, for somebody like me, that's hard.
So you just adult.
It's hard to be faithful. Okay.
No.
Yes, get a celery. Get a celery. Okay.
Listen. The niggas that you fuck with, they're not gonna tell you what I just told you.
Let me tell you something. I don't fuck with niggas that's not honest, number one.
Okay.
Number two, I don't need to have sex. Like, if I'm by myself, I could be by myself.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. That ain't me.
She be pulling her booty out in public.
Okay.
I be watching that shit, too.
You look like Johnny Blaze.
We don't mention that name here.
Oh, yeah, that's your enemy.
Really? I don't think so.
I don't got no smoke with her, man.
She got smoke with you, don't she?
I don't give a fuck. Right. She ain't blocked me yet.
Damn, boy. Yeah. You be getting on everybody's bad side.
What? Minimum, maximum.
I rarely ever get dick.
Aww.
She don't have to. You see all those toys she had on her Instagram flying in the dishes.
You got the Avengers of sex toys on your IG.
I have a whole bunch.
They're
just sitting on my dresser. And she had them on that was going in the dishes.
Whoa. I eat at your house, my nigga. What are you talking
about? No, I think it was in the dishwasher.
They was flying in the sink like this. Boom, into the dishes.
Oh, yeah, because I was washing them off.
Shit.
I'm not eating your shit no more. That's why your dog is fucked up.
They was on the plate.
Yes.
But no, I would have put them in the sink and there was washing.
My nigga cut it.
Because I had just moved, so they had like, you know, box stuff on there. They was just storage.
He fucking with that. He want to drink out the cups.
No, it was like in the box.
Yeah, it's a smudge in this cup, huh?
Y'all know how y'all wash y'all dishes when y'all move. Like, y'all don't just put
them
in the cabinet.
You don't wash it with the sex toys?
Everything was in the same box. So I was like, okay, fuck it.
Nasty.
Y'all, it was placing there, and next thing I seen the dildos vibrating in the water. I was like,
oh my God.
Oh, that wasn't mine. That was my homegirl's sex toy.
Whoa.
That's even
so that mean, she would just show me how it works. So I got like a website you go to and you control it.
No, yeah, she,
so her nigga had it running around. Yeah. Okay. So it was just running around because her nigga
yeah,
was
making the move. What? Chose. God damn it, Chose.
What did he say?
I don't know what he said.
You do.
I'm trying to figure out why Butter ain't answering the question.
Butter disqualified.
Butter, how many times a week do you have?
Butter be in Sunday school. She'll be engaged in these activities.
At Magic City.
Thank you.
Would you fuck a coworker? Yes or no?
That's fine.
No, nigga. Speak up, bitch, Benjamin.
Yeah, that's fine.
She said that's fine.
That make work fun to go to. Like, what? You know, you got a little boo at work waiting for you.
Oh, you would be. What? Is that how you and your boyfriend met?
Like, that's fine. Like, that's not fine.
No, look, I would too.
You would too?
I would.
Yeah. I'd be scared because we in the Me Too era. And I'm not trying to goddamn cancel Kodak.
No.
Depends on the job too.
That's totally different.
Okay, listen. So, my first professional job out of college was I was at B103, right? And we had some fine ass women that worked with us. It's radio job. So, these niggas, they got to be the baddest of the baddest. So, y'all, of course, y'all watch Real Housewives, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I do.
No, Shamia?
Yeah.
Shamia worked at V103 when I was up there.
Okay.
Shamia was fine as fuck. And I worked the shift right after her. And I was like, damn, you fine as fuck. I never say that shit, like, in public. But Shamia, if you're watching this shit, you was fine as a motherfucker back then. You fine as a motherfucker now, too. I also work with this chick. She does sports news in Buffalo. She just left, I want to say, Carolina. Ashley Holder. She was fine as a motherfucker. But it's like, I ain't want to never say that shit. I ain't even want to test the waters. Because all it takes is one time for you to be Russell Simmons out of this motherfucker. You out of here. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
I mean, that kind of depends on if you a creep, too. Because if you just say, I find you attractive,
I don't even want to do that. I promise you, I don't even do that.
It depends on the setup, though.
Yeah, this Me Too era is getting a little crazy.
It's the setup, though, in the receipts.
Going down.
Like, if you got to come get her, then it's a problem. But if she come get you and it's outside of work.
Yeah, if she come get you, that's definitely different. But if I shoot my shot at you and I get curved, now I'm scared on two fronts. Because now you just curved me and you might go to HR.
Straight up.
You did?
Straight up.
It's a way to shoot your shot, though, without being perverted.
Right.
So, but you would go out
and if it doesn't, if the shot, you miss the shot, you miss it. Don't keep going. Like, right. Some guys don't know what niggas don't
like up when a female is just not interested.
Is that a such thing?
What's such a thing?
Like, is a female ever really just not interested?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Nigga,
ew.
Move. Hell yes. I know. I don't think I...
You know, everybody has a type. Think, like...
No, what's your type, Miss Benjamin?
I prefer dark skinned men. That's the only really thing that I feel like I
Uh-oh,
really
I'm
like.
In there. What else?
that's my only, like, thing that I really, really
like. Fat niggas?
Other than that, I'm a little flexible.
Are you trying to get in there?
Like fat niggas?
Why are you like, putting me on the spot like that?
If you had to cheat with a nigga right now, would it be a fat nigga?
Cold ass.
You throwing hints.
If you had to be unfaithful to somebody.
You couldn't see me.
I'm already
down,
thick.
No, nah, I'm just wearing a tight ass hoodie. This motherfucking tight as shit. You ain't seen me a long ass time.
But that's what I'm saying.
So yeah, you ain't seen me a long ass time. I think you seen you like 2 years.
No, it was like.
Yeah. No, the it was early this year. The what's the name shit? The
oh yeah, at the basketball.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, it ain't been that much since then. Probably about 5 pounds. Slim, hmm? would you let a coworker beat?
No.
No. Y'all scary like that?
I work with girls.
I mean, like the security, the bartenders.
No.
Our bartender's white, and I don't like white.
I mean, but you wouldn't you don't like girls? Really? You don't like girls, Slim?
I do like girls, but I don't have a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna need me a girlfriend.
I knew what you said, Tay Tay.
I actually never dated a girl, but I don't like niggas no more. So I'm finna suck it up, get me a girl.
Watch your fucking mouth.
She said Roro and Tay Tay.
Roro and Tay Tay.
They like, sound what? Like two niggas. I mean, two females. Right?
They're my studs.
That's what it sound like.
I'm gonna beat you the fuck up.
This is intense. So that be wanting me to have dick all the time. He want me to switch over to the other side.
Switch over, nigga. I want you to come back. I want you to come home.
Home didn't want me.
Because home wasn't paying.
No. Home
was thirsty. Niggas do be thirsty.
And cap. Even the cap that turned me off.
What you mean?
When niggas cap. Be capped as fuck.
How niggas be capped? Hold on. Niggas be capped?
Yeah.
A lot of niggas do
cap.
A lot.
It's like, damn.
Miss Benjamin, you agree with this?
Absolutely.
Is it that hard to be honest?
See, y'all don't know what we deal with. That's actually
and
a very
I feel like guys,
statement.
Like, sometimes they overshare and they overdo shit just to impress you. And it's like, they kind of judge you, like, some, you know.
But sometimes it just don't be true don't what really they oversharing.
Yeah. Yuck.
You know, I'm going to tell them into a nigga house that he had 2 shirts in his closet. But mind you, he had a nice-ass car and he dressed in little...
I'm about to cry.
You go there, it's like, where was the outfit you had on yesterday?
Do you agree with this shit?
I swear to God.
I haven't had that experience, but yeah, I have.
Like, nah, I got to look around. I want to see the car. I want to see what you bathe with.
Hold on, so would that shit turn you off? Like, you see, like...
Because I feel like people be one way. They be like, cap. Because the nailed niggas make it look like you got something. Like, they got it going on. And then when you actually walk inside their house, it be like, no bed, a chair, a beanbag.
Do I give you cap? Do I give off cap feelings?
No.
Yeah, okay, because I don't be lying about shit. I don't got it for real. I don't got it for real, though.
They be so flashy, and they'll just be bragging about random ass shit. You can be like, oh, how was
that? Nigga be named
on the show. Oh, man, I just made 10,000 riding on the action that.
You can tell why y'all keep fucking with them niggas, though.
Nah, they fuck with
you. Or you just trying to get
I'm a stripper, so it's like I have to entertain certain niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got to come to my trap. So, like, I have to come and stay because that's how I get my money.
So, he took you to the trap, though. I mean,
no, her trap is a strip club.
About to say, because if you went to his trap, he ain't supposed to have no couch.
Yeah, so, like, my job is to be flirting with niggas because that's just how you get your money.
The trap don't got no couch.
What if he was getting established? I've actually been to traps.
Trap.
They had a couch and a table so they could count the stuff.
I'm not mad if they got a
chair, though.
It's the trap. Like, it ain't no rules, bro.
No. Not the nicest apartment. No. This is where they live at.
You
cut
your stuff
clothes.
On the floor. It's a problem.
Whoa. Hold the fuck up. Hold on. Whoa. You said niggas be at nice-ass apartments like $2,000 shits and don't be having no couch?
No clothes.
This shit be looking like the
I
demo.
Say, yeah. Yes.
You know what? I'm on the fence with it. Like, I don't think you should have no clothes. But I know a lot of millionaires do become millionaires by living on less.
That's how niggas save money, but like them niggas still like the money they would spend, like the money they spend, like most niggas would spend on clothes, they spend it on other shit like yachts.
It is rude.
Mm-hmm. No, I think for me it's like I'll watch.
But would you rather home. What would you rather niggas spend that shit on? Yachts or clothes? Would you rather have a nigga you rather have a nigga with two shirts and three yachts or a nigga with 50 shirts and no yachts?
You know what?
50 shirts, no yacht.
Long as he clean them two shirts.
That's crazy.
Let me borrow one.
Hold on.
So we out here hustling for clothes.
No, but you need clothes. What is a yacht gonna do? A yacht does not please me.
Let me ask you this. If I got,
I feel like if you would say a house and then clothes, I would say of course a house. But y'all don't. I'm not impressed by y'all.
Slim. So what if I got 10 H&M shirts, white tees? That's all I got because that's all I like.
It don't matter the brand, but it's like you should have something to put on your body. When I go in your bathroom, you should have body wash. You should not have an empty container of soap.
That's a must. Like, that's standard. Like,
When I go to your house, I'm looking at stuff like this.
I want to see cologne.
Them niggas got to get together. That's regular.
Hold on. So what type of cologne? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
It smells good.
The fact that you got a little collection is like, okay, you take care of yourself. Yeah. You care.
What niggas don't care about?
A lot of niggas in Atlanta. Like, y'all don't know what we deal with. It was like a bunch of cap-ass niggas. And it just be weird. Like, what the hell's going on? Like, you have...
This luxury, but you don't have no soap. You never know where they live. They're never home. They always in a hotel or somebody.
They always.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Always making a play.
You don't even know where. Miss Benjamin, fucking with a nigga, you don't even know.
I ain't gonna lie, cause I promise you, I still don't know if it's Marissa or Melissa.
Miss Benjamin.
Miss Benjamin. I ain't gonna lie. A lot of times, y'all be fucking the entourage. Y'all be fucking on the
entourage. Wait.
Y'all be fucking the new boys.
Yo,
I ain't gonna lie. Listen. When that shit be embarrassing, like you think your niggas the head nigga, and you get to the club and they be like, yo, get the drinks.
Yes.
You be fucking the new boy.
Don't get us some
like, food. And if you fuck the, like you find if you find out the, your nigga the new boy, is you leaving?
Yeah, I mean.
You fucking the dude boy.
If he capped about it, like.
Oh, they ain't no nigga gonna tell you the dude boy.
No, if I find out that you're the one getting the drinks, if I come on to the show when the show,
you fucking the intern. You nigga fucking the free bands
you're
intern.
You the cameraman. I'm gonna be like,
oh, that hey, no, the cameraman be capped too in Atlanta. Niggas be trying to finesse nudes and shit. Like, yeah, this is my shit.
Yes.
Yeah. You wanna be in this future video?
Hold on.
Do I be lying?
He did not right there, like.
But see, that's exactly why. As a former video model, you have to be about your money. You can't be taking $100 for 12 hours and stuff.
Woo! No. You said a lot though.
No.
You said a lot because nigga, that's the industry rate, nigga. They giving you the extra.
No.
That's the extra rate to be in American Soul, nigga.
Working.
As a matter of fact, the extras in American Soul get more than that, nigga. The star bitch in some of these videos getting paid less than the nigga that's walking in the background of some BET shit.
You
and that bitch shaking ass for 12 hours, and a nigga that done goddamn walked past the star nigga and ate chips and shit for 10 hours, getting paid more than you.
I ain't paying no video girl.
What?
That's always been my motto though.
Hell, oh, that is.
Cause hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie.
Wait.
You got a video.
Y'all want video girls in the video. Y'all wouldn't have no videos without these girls.
You not.
But listen.
Y'all gotta understand.
No, I'm understanding.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to, but some people do. So you are you, and if you're established, you can't sit here and look in this camera and lie to me and tell me you ain't never did a video for free.
I haven't.
I'm sorry, you would have never been. I feel you though. Some niggas gonna pay you, but those are the niggas that got to. I'm a nigga that ain't have to pay, so I'm not paying.
Why? I've been paid by huge artists.
But it's not that. A girl could get me to do some shit and not pay me too though. I ain't
but
one of
why you saying like, I'm not? Like you saying like you just.
I done gave girls free beats. I love what I do. So sometimes when you love shit, you just do it.
No, not.
Hold on, what the fuck are
you
doing?
So you got
piece?
This video coming out, and you want to have a twerk, right?
It's the same thing.
Hold on, Mr. Manager. Go ahead, say what you got to say.
Them beats cost $15,000 a piece.
You feel me?
They don't fucking rap.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, I didn't gave, listen, I didn't fuck with girls who rap, and I didn't gave a girl who rap a beat just because this is what I love.
Okay, that'll make more sense.
So with a girl, to me, it's like if you a model and you really want a beat.
But see, this is the problem. Mainstream, not curvy models, fashion models, they get paid per job. So as a woman who's curvy going into industry, urban industry, for print work, which is men's magazines, and videos, which is the visuals for urban society, we should not be separated because they wouldn't do that in the other industry. They get paid for their work. If that's your job, you should get paid for it.
That Philly coming out.
But I think that's the issue.
Stop.
I don't think this is everybody's job. So, like, you got to ask yourself sometimes, what are you taking serious?
That was my job, though.
But what I'm saying to you is, what do every black man do right now?
Well,
so that's like me saying, hey, Kodak, hey, we supposed to be getting paid. Fuck, like, that's not
and
true.
If you want to be paid, then you make a price on it. Fans, so they getting paid the fuck.
No, they not.
Yes, they are.
No, they not.
Yes, hey, they are.
The percentage of niggas getting paid to show they dick on OnlyFans is very low.
Very.
But let's not get it confused. Some of them is making way more than some girls.
Because some of these girls be whack. I'm going to be honest.
No, people
I'ma
be trying be to make OnlyFans.
Hold on,
no.
I'm going to be honest. Because I've seen girls with like 100 Twitter followers try to make an OnlyFans. You can't get niggas to follow you for free. Why the fuck would they pay to? Why the fuck? Like, does that shit make sense to y'all? Like, you got 100 followers on Twitter. That means niggas is not clicking that follow button for whatever the fuck you saying or you showing. So you said
nobody trying to be hustle.
So, but you got like 50,000, 40,000 followers on Instagram. So niggas is following you. Niggas are following you for free. So if you can convert a tenth of that into some shit, you making good money. Niggas don't have 100 followers and talking about, oh, well, pay to see. No, motherfucker, you need to start from the bottom. Now we here. You dig? Like, that is my shit. Like, motherfucker think the OnlyFans, like, speaking of OnlyFans shit, niggas be talking like, recently, I've been seeing a lot of women that are upset about the celebrities getting on OnlyFans. I be feeling like, yo, if you mad that Cardi B is on OnlyFans, you need to step your pussy up.
The only thing I will say as a person that's on OnlyFans is I don't respect all the people that talked crap about it when I've been on it for years. You know what I'm saying? And back then I told people, you don't have to have sex on there. It's for your fans. Whatever you feel like your fans will buy. Fans are people that invest into you because they're bought in. A Beyonce fan is going to purchase anything she has, whether she has a scandal, anything. They still going to buy them tickets. So if I have a fan or somebody else has a fan, they're still going to support whatever you do.
Listen, so before you go on, I lose this thought. I was on this app called Clubhouse this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's an app where niggas get in there and just start talking about different issues and shit. Like, it's like group chat, but like with voice.
Mm-hmm.
But, Sean Garrett was in there, right? He said, I forgot the nigga he said, but he's like, yo, Ryan Leslie. He said, Ryan Leslie said, I want to say it's Ryan Leslie. You only need 1,000 fans to be in the industry. And that shit is so true. Because if you get 1,000 motherfuckers consistently buying your shit,
you ain't never lied.
Consistently, like, say you got your entry price to whatever is $10. You got 1,000 people buying some shit for $10. That's $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You can flip that shit into whatever. Now, if you up that price, say you got 1,000 people buying shit for $100 that are dedicated to what the fuck you are doing.
That's
$100,000.
That's what people don't understand.
So we talk about OnlyFans. Like, I don't know what the cap price is on OnlyFans, but like, I know Black China shit is typically high. So they say this shit like $50,000. You got 50 people that 1,000 people buying some shit at $50. $50,000, easy.
And you gotta think about it like this too, even if she was charging $5, right? That's just to get in for 30 days. So you're charging a five times those 1,000 people. That's $5,000, point blank period.
A month.
But then you can sell messages every single day to those 1,000 people. So say you charge for a message $20 to each of them 1,000 people, and let's say just 500 buy it.
Oh, That's too much math, buddy.
But you see what I'm saying? You can't capitalize.
So that's $1,000 base every month. So that's $60,000 a year base. A lot of niggas don't make $60,000. Like, we just look at the economics of America. a lot of motherfuckers don't make that money.
The fuck are you doing?
So you got that on top of, and you got them same 50 people, 1,000 people buying $20 messages while they in the shit a month. Shit is crazy. But I mean, so when you see, are you offended or do you feel threatened by celebrities on OnlyFans?
Not me. Like, I've been telling people, like, you don't have to fuck on there. Like, do what you do, but get
to
it.
What you be doing on there?
I be minding my business.
She said subscribe and find out.
Am I minding your business?
Don't do that.
Slim, what you be doing on your OnlyFans, man?
Subscribe and find out.
Wow.
But why do, my question is, what? You don't just tell what they're doing, subscribe.
You don't have one?
But like why that. Do y'all be like stay upset like that people think people say stuff about like y'all having sex or doing porn on there when that's what most of it is doing?
That's what the norm is.
But because something is normal doesn't mean that that's what it was created for.
Are you doing it?
I'm not.
That's true though.
What you doing there?
I told Subscribe you. And find yeah, out. But I'm not fucking on it.
How many people you keep coming back?
On average, right now I have. I think, 1,200 resubscribes. And when they resubscribe, they resubscribe at your full price.
That's
and
crazy.
So they just subscribing with you doing nothing.
I didn't say I wasn't doing nothing. I said I'm not fucking.
It's not that, because I feel what you're saying. But everybody don't be on there, because, like, everybody don't be doing sex shit on OnlyFans. Like, it be people, it's people that I know that are professionals in their given craft that are just giving lessons on their motherfucker. Yep. So, like, say, like, instead of taking my shit to YouTube, where I can get, like, 100,000 views, but ain't nobody paying, I'm getting a YouTube base. I get my shit on OnlyFans, and I may get, like, 75,000, but all them 75,000 people paying.
Yep. Gotcha. I'm fucking with it if y'all using it like that.
Hairstylists, makeup artists, they could give classes on there, so... Eyebrow classes per video, all day.
I like
that. Orange traders can get on there and charge how to use the harmonic scanner.
You got an OnlyFans?
I'm about to make one.
I'm about to do one now too. But the only reason is because of what you just said. Because before then, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't a fan of it because I feel like it's too easy for people to be creeps. Like, this is a
but let people world. If people are gonna pay to be creeps, let the motherfuckers pay to be creeps. Because look, they were paying to be they were being creeps for free.
On I feel you
till niggas start dying.
Niggas is going to say, niggas die every day, B.
Niggas. I mean, niggas was dying on Craigslist. Like, niggas been dying.
People aren't going to see them.
Yeah, I would say that's the difference. Like, Kodak, because somebody did tell us the last show that they be meeting up with these people.
But
they crazy.
OnlyFans tries to limit that because they won't even let you put words like meet up or in messages or nothing.
Watch this, though, love. Yeah. I know how you use it. You got to understand something, though. The way you conducting yourself this whole time has been as a professional. What about these other little girls that's not as professional as you, that's doing anything for a fucking check?
That's them. Because they were going,
I hear you, Kodak, but
they was going to do it outside of OnlyFans. They were going
to
do that shit on Craigslist.
They
was going to do that shit on Backlist. They going to do that shit in IG DMs.
So do we administer that shit, though? Do we give them a whole nother platform to go get fucking raped?
The good thing about OnlyFans is literally they try to limit it. They don't let you put certain words in. You can't put Cash App. You can't put PayPal. You can't put Meetup. You can't put a whole bunch of words. So they try to limit it as much they can. At least they trying.
Yeah. Right. If you meet up on the outside, that's really on you. But it's meant for internet only. Like, no one should be touching you.
Yeah, that's another thing. OnlyFans is not an app. It's a website. You can only get that shit if you go to the website. But my next question is for the ladies. Listen. So say y'all meet a nigga. Y'all doing good. Y'all fall in love. He try to do some white-collar shit. He get jammed up. Nigga go to jail. Y'all holding that nigga down while he in jail, but he did it for y'all.
Example.
Like, what's the insider trading? There's some insider trading shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the government don't play by that money.
Mm-hmm.
But he tried to do some small shit to advance the family. It's not no, like, nigga was out here robbing. He was just taking insider information, doing some trading.
So, like, am I in love? Like,
no, yeah, you in love. That's your nigga. Are you gonna hold that nigga down while he locked up?
It depends on if you told me about it.
He didn't tell you about it.
You didn't tell me about it, but now you locked up and now you say it was for us. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
I'm out of there. Yeah, because
when you're talking to somebody you're dating and it's business together, I should know what you're doing, especially if we're trying to, if it's a serious relationship.
Yeah.
If you're doing it behind my back and I don't know about it, how am I supposed to trust you that you did it for us?
So you think your partner tell you everything?
What they're doing, but you can know what they're doing.
I need to know every detail if it's with us and if it's illegal.
If it's illegal, I know if I need to tell. I need to know what you're doing.
Not at all.
I don't take chances.
Need to know every detail.
Niggas don't tell.
You should. I don't think it's safe for you.
If I can't know every detail that you got me involved in, then
he shouldn't tell you. That's the easiest way to go to jail.
You shouldn't be.
But you already going to jail and you didn't tell me.
So I'd rather go to jail alone than to get snitched on
because,
by my wife.
Because
if you ain't gonna hold me down, you gonna snitch on me too.
For real. That's very true.
I'm definitely telling you. If you involved me, where like I could possibly get in trouble.
No, he just told. No. Because I'm saying it's not shit that's gonna involve you, but he just tell you what it is. But it don't involve you at all.
Oh, then I'm not gonna tell, but I'm out of there still.
I'm going to hold him down if he was honest. But I don't like liars.
Baby Blue,
if it's something that big,
Baby Blue from Pretty Ricky is facing life in prison for that fraud. Really? He's facing life. I'm not holding him down.
But that just shows how fucked up the American justice system is. Cause you,
listen. If you get life, it's over with. But yeah. I'm out of there. You gonna hold him down?
You could kill a nigga and get less time than what Baby Blue got. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. You could literally go to a nigga right now and boom and blow his chest out and get
15.
That shit crazy.
But if he got life, that don't mean that
you can't have a relationship.
Go on a date, but I would still hold him down, like, because he was my friend. At the end of the day, if I'm in love with you, you is my friend, too. And I'm going to always hold my friends down.
So you're not dating nobody else?
I didn't say
she
that.
I said I would date him.
I don't think that's holding you down. I don't think that's holding him down, Ashley.
I ain't going to lie.
That pussy got to be dry, baby.
Yeah, holding him down.
If you get a letter or visit my nigga...
If you lock down for like 2025, you be cool with your girl getting outside dick?
No, she don't even gotta tell him. I ain't gonna lie. If I was in some real serious shit and you was my girl, do what you do. But as long as
a 25 year celibacy, fuck you, man.
I'm coming to
long as
see
that every weekend.
I'm putting money on his book.
That letter right.
I'm making sure he good. I'm talking to him on the phone.
You
I'm
know your woman gonna fuck, dog.
Yeah, that's
it's
fine.
A given.
I thought you were saying like,
yeah, that's still your nigga. Like, when he get out, you gonna meet him.
When they say you got life, I'm out of there. Out of that courtroom.
Everything you asking is already a given. Like, you know the answer is no.
Like 25
they not holding
years,
us down.
You know you not,
get that
not
shit
fucking
over.
Nobody.
I'm holding you down for 25 years. I'm
but niggas
hold me down.
As soon as the judge do this.
Niggas if I'd have got 3 months, butter was going to go to a thing.
I ain't going to
I'm out of there 3 months. I'm out of there.
Kodak. I'm going to have 2 days.
Kodak, if I got community service, she was going to go fuck.
Hey.
Why are you picking up trash?
But that's
Miss Benjamin.
That's extreme.
Miss Benjamin, they give you a week. I'm sorry. I'm be out here 2 days.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas is not.
My girl got a gym holding it down. I swear.
And you're
so you not fucking?
Huh?
You not fucking?
If my lady went to jail, I swear I hold it down. Because
are you not fucking?
He never answered the question.
Not fucking no more
bitches. That's what I asked you. Yeah.
I was doing that before she went
that's
to jail.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm still holding it down.
So what's the difference?
Yo, that's crazy shit.
You gonna have a whole new wife.
Men don't hold niggas.
Yeah. Men don't what?
First of all, most females are in jail because of their niggas. If you really want to
think about it. Where are you from, Ms. Benjamin?
I'm from New York.
I could tell.
Welcome to New York, motherfucker, where we don't play in out of town.
But listen, that's why Ms. Benjamin, if you notice what I said the nigga should never tell his girl the slime shit he on. Because why would he tell you gonna go to jail, love, if I tell you, hey, babe, I'm finna go do this. So I'd rather not tell you. If I go to jail, I'm going alone.
Like, listen, like, at the top of this year when all the corona shit happened, right, niggas knew that shit was about to happen. They knew. So it's like, if I receive information and I act on that shit, like stock information and shit. So if I know, like, yo, my nigga, you might want to go buy some Apple because shit, that motherfucker. Right. I know for a fact this shit is about to happen. It's insider trading, my nigga. You're going to jail.
Right.
Like, it's people that have been called out for that shit, but they ain't go to jail because it was like upper echelon shit. You feel me? So it's like, if your nigga get caught in that shit, would you hold it? Because niggas, when niggas do that shit, oh boy, they throw the book at your ass. Echelon. Is that how you pronounce it?
Echelon.
Oh, fuck. We don't edit shit. Fuck it.
But nah, don't tell me nothing because I'm telling.
You a fucking rat.
I'm not about that life.
What Morgan Freeman say? A rat is a fucking rat. Savage mode too. Hey man, look.
Don't
last,
tell me nothing.
We got to switch over to the Big Homie's bedroom. Last question for the Big Homie's bedroom, ladies and gentlemen. If it was possible, is it gay to suck your own dick?
That's some bullshit,
man.
I don't think I'm here for this.
No, shut up. No, no. Answer the question.
That's some bullshit, dog.
Y'all want it? Shit.
Hey, that nigga just made me not even want to jack off. I'm never beating my shit again.
That was the scenario I thought about. I'm like, yeah, nigga sucking his own dick. That's weird. But like, damn, I do be jacking off.
Nigga, hey,
would you
that's
stop
bullshit.
Over there?
That's the question.
But what do Jack and Old have to do with giving yourself?
Nah, because
it's like you beat you holding a dick, my nigga.
It don't matter. You putting your mouth on your own.
So it's different when it's a mouth.
I don't know.
I'm on him only, my nigga. I can't be in this scene. This is bullshit. Put that shit on him.
Slim. Slim, is that gay?
Would you really?
Like, if your nigga, it's, like, if your nigga,
know.
If your nigga, can, Slim, if your nigga can suck his own dick, would that be gay?
Yes, that's gay.
Yeah, if I walk in that's and you notice.
I nigga like.
That's gay as fuck.
Oh,
no.
Like,
yo, you sucking
it.
Dick.
I don't know. If we go off the dictionary, I don't know.
Fuck, no, answer the question.
That's gay for us.
But you got to ask the women, how is it for them?
Like, yeah. Living. Would y'all eat y'all own pussy?
And I think that's a yes. I think that's a yes.
If you could,
yes.
If you physically could.
No. I think that's a yes.
You wildin'.
Because y'all
be. You know, I don't even like my pussy eggs, so of course not.
Okay, well, you don't. Like,
it's all no. Sus, right?
Miss Benjamin, do you like your pussy egg? We're going to start over here. Miss Benjamin, if you could eat your own pussy, would you?
That mean I don't want to eat none of this.
I'm about to say, what the fuck is wrong with your shit? If you're not going to eat your home cooking, why would I?
I want pleasure from somebody else. I want to feel somebody else. Not
you don't play with your pussy?
Okay, that's a little bit different.
It's not. What's the difference?
It is different, nigga.
Damn, call me nigga.
Like it's different from y'all.
When last time you... Damn, when butter said that before?
It's no different than like a nigga put his dick in and you licking your coochie just as off. Like, it wouldn't be a difference.
So, if you could, would you eat your own pussy?
That's just a weird thing.
She don't like hers.
I don't like pussy.
I sat in front of my window thinking about that shit too. Like, damn.
Yeah, I just want to know where you came up with that bullshit.
That's hilarious.
I forgot. I saw
that's the funniest question you ever asked on this show, I swear.
I saw some shit on Twitter and I was like, damn.
Yeah, I'm finna switch seats with you. I'm scared.
That's
this
hilarious. Would you call that?
Would I? No.
I think you would.
Are
you sure?
No, I wouldn't.
I think you would.
Nah, I wouldn't.
If you would have said yes,
sometimes
you would
be
like, true.
Niggas like, well, listen. Because jacking off is so passive now. You can be jacking off because you're bored. You got to put in work to suck your own dick.
Comment on this.
That's
too much.
I'm pretty sure
imagine you walking in the room and
that's really what like what I'm trying like you walk in the room you see your nigga trying.
I think the only thing in my head is like if you enjoy doing it, what would make you not? It's confusing.
What you mean? If you suck your own dick,
like you probably would enjoy sucking my somebody else.
You like niggas? Women smoke. I don't know. Like.
He said, next
question. That involves too much for me.
Yeah.
That means you really wanted to suck some dick. Because you had other options. You could have just got somebody else's.
Go get a
like,
pocket pussy.
You could have.
A flashlight.
Would y'all be offended like if a nigga got some like the silicone pussy?
I'd rather
no,
do
no,
that.
You can join in, chose the silicone booty.
You got one of those?
Silicone pocket pussy in
her. No, like the whole mold of the ass.
I don't like that. I feel like that's too much.
You're doing too much because that motherfucker's expensive.
I don't care.
That's too much.
Do your thing.
Didn't you have one in...
Whoa, I never had one. Hold on.
Listen.
Whoa. I never
had
one.
With, for DJ Scream. No, never.
Whoa. Whoa, my nigga.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the Breakfast Club.
No. Charlamagne had one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, DJ Scream. I meant. No.
That was a cake?
It was a cake.
No, it wasn't. He picked it up and he put it on him. It wasn't a cake. It was a real silicone booty.
It was a mold of his butt.
Mm. Charlamagne be wild.
Wait, it was a mold of his butt?
It was a mold of Charlamagne's butt. Oh, he gifted it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was
to
like.
Who?
He
DJ Envy.
Envy, Envy, yeah.
Ew.
I said DJ Scott. I'm sorry.
Shut the fuck up. It's your last episode. I hope you had fun. What you need? Patron?
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, that was hilarious. My phone just
Did. Can I get past that? No. We get to the Big Homie's Kitchen. Let's talk about this new music from DJ Chos. First, we gotta talk about the obvious.
My phone.
Yes.
Listen, I did two TikToks to this song.
Hey, I was dancing on my way here.
We're
gonna
do a third one together when we're done.
No, we're gonna do one tonight. Or today.
Teach me. I do my own shit.
She just be twerking. She's really.
My little cousin taught me.
No,
yeah,
let me get
in.
We got the song. Can we put asses on tables? Can we show asses?
Oh, okay.
Slim.
My ass is not there.
Can we show ass on here?
Of course.
Put it on table.
I gotta go first.
Yes. No. Simultaneously.
So wait, I need to see how you
want it. Slim knows.
We gotta clear the table for her booty over here.
DJ Jones. Okay.
What's up?
Is that
That's a lot of ass. I want to see my cup on it. Cheers.
That is an incredible amount of ass from Slim and Ashley D.
I feel like I'm on Howard Stern on this bitch.
I mean, I feel like that's where we're coming from. Miss Benjamin, do you want to join the festivities?
She got her man.
I'm gonna get her cussed
out. Oh yeah, we're not trying to. We can tell though, baby. We can tell.
She got.
I can tell too. We can tell. I seen it when you walked in.
Leave my booty alone.
No. Anyway, DJ Chos.
I'm not getting up there.
She ain't got no booty.
That ain't what I was trying to tell her.
Hold on now.
I was trying to play.
Okay.
I like her skin, though. She got smooth skin.
Butter has consistently had, I can't wait till we had the homie awards at the end of the year. The most smoothest skin.
It looked like butter.
Like butter.
Clyde said this in the song. He said, ain't nothing like a bad bitch who body smooth. Mm, and that stuck with me for life. Because it's very hard to find women with smooth skin these days.
Is it?
Y'all got smooth skin. I'm just saying, you know how you got the one partner with the... I don't want to go there. I'm going to leave it alone because I done been.
Where you been at?
You know, in the club. Lights be out. They be thinking fine.
I like bitches with smooth skin. I ain't really encountered no bitches.
You got smooth skin, but
yeah, you do. Yeah, I got smooth skin.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. The first time I felt a chick with tracks in the head, bro, like it felt like little railroad tracks. So I was like,
you know what? Don't do that. Don't do that to the weed.
What? You ain't her business.
Connect four at
you
the top been of
my
head.
Yeah, because I was like, yeah, baby, I love that.
You know what? Maybe that's why I'm always like it when I got my hair out, and then you like, please keep it.
How long was your real hair?
I just cut it. I'll show you.
You just cut it. Mm-hmm. You fine either way?
No, not short.
So we was talking about thick, man. How did we come up with this song, man? Because, shit. All
right.
We need the origin story.
So we in a world where you can tell the truth. So I'm going to tell the truth. Matter of fact, I'm making a promise.
You fucking with the homies now.
I'm making a promise. From this day forward, in every interview, I'm going to tell the story exactly how it went down. No cap. No lying. Fuck all the little bitches that I don't know if I ain't got you. And I ain't never had you. Fuck you. So listen.
Tell the story.
Fuck with that.
Now, for real, that's the only reason I'm saying that is because I was at the house with my gal. And we were sitting. I'm recording. But I do this little weird thing when she at the crib with me where I try to make her laugh, so I say stupid shit. And when I do it, if she don't laugh, it ain't a hit. So I fucked around and start stuttering on the thick part, and she just bust out laughing. It was like, nigga, you out of line. I was like, it's a hit then. And I laid that bitch down. I literally did that song.
And then B King just had to go goddamn... No, overboard with that. She want to get on that.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what the fuck? Niggas with speech impediments. Like,
that
this nigga's repping my shit.
Nah, we did it for them.
Stutter Gang.
That was fine, though. That was
so, Charles, I got a question. Is there such a thing as too much ass? Y'all can answer this shit, too. Ms. Benjamin, I see you nodding your head.
Not for me.
I think yes and no, but at the same time, I just think it's all about if you know.
She got to look good.
when people do too much. When you go stack ass on ass, yeah. But if you, like, if that's you and it, you proportion right, but I hate when I see... I'm going to leave it alone. Come
no, fuck that. No, 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 Chose. No, nigga, we got to know.
I don't... Man, it's like a buffet. You don't, you're just not finna add stack your plate up just because it's there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if... Buffet. No, I don't... Listen, I stopped eating ass 3 years ago.
So wow. Please, hold, this, is time, down. This is time period to eat ass.
Nah, I don't eat no ass. Nah, you got to get that up.
Hey, Ashley.
You got to get that up, bro.
Why?
What you mean?
Why?
For what? I don't really think y'all women love it, like y'all say. Like, a lot of niggas be out here capped out, and y'all women be letting them niggas feel like eating ass is the greatest. But I done had conversations with women that I fuck with, and they be like, that shit was cool because I felt good to know you was that freaky, but I didn't really like it.
You
and
didn't
I was
really
like,
need it.
Wow.
That's why I left it alone. Like,
so women don't like their ass ate like that?
Hell no. Nah. I don't think they do.
Miss Benjamin?
Wow.
I like exaggerated bodies, though, so I ain't gonna lie. I like
what?
Why are we talking like, about butts? She's talking about butt size.
Yeah. But, oh, but didn't I say that shit last week? Like, I like looking at big, fake-ass booties.
Yeah, me too.
Some people have a fetish, like, for big
maybe
asses.
Maybe that's what it is.
Damn.
Like, I don't even want to be with a girl, but, like, if I see her with a... like real huge, like, but I'd be like, oh my god,
I don't
that's
really
so
care.
So,
like
so
me,
I'm with you. I like a nice
like
shape.
Me?
So,
yeah,
who, like, so who your favorite IG models with big, fake, huge ass boots?
Maya Dutch.
I know Maya G.
No, Maya Dutch.
Let me see Maya Dutch. Hold on.
Yeah, let me see. What
we
you
need,
mean?
We need to see.
Show you.
I like big fake ass booties. Slim, do you have a type?
I just don't like.
You like big fake ass booties?
I do. What is that? I just like the Claremont like twins' bodies.
The Claremont twins' bodies be wild.
No, it's beautiful to me.
What?
Claremont twins.
They look a mess.
Their body is like so beautiful.
They look
to me.
A mess. You look like it hurt. What about me, y'all? Because I got a lot back there.
Shut the fuck up.
I like your titties.
But I do got some nice.
Some big old titties. Kodak! Can't be looking at me like that.
I just be noticing.
I think you posted a picture of Butter what last week.
Yo.
And
Butter
had titties.
Butter went to this event we was at. She had fucking fidget spinners. Y'all remember the fidget spinners?
Yeah.
The shit you got
you
down.
Put them on your titties?
She had fidget spinners
it
on her titties.
It was made like that. The costume.
It was a bodysuit.
Like
it was a bodysuit.
Who
so
am I looking at? Let me see.
I got the picture. Oh, that's Maya. It's Maya G.
Maya Dutch.
Maya Dutch. I'm tripping.
But see that look? See? I thought you was finna give me like see? A, like.
My, no, it's still.
That's
it
cool.
Looks,
I can,
but it's, different, but it's
I can show y'all some shit, but you can't show nobody. Like, y'all can't.
Nah, show us.
What I,
show,
but
we not.
You can't say no names.
We're
not, my partner.
We're not going to say no names.
Okay,
we're
not.
Oh, I think that's the way she posing it.
No, she not my partner. I just. She my partner because she might repost my shit, and I liked it.
I feel
so
like.
She knows
that
was the shit. You see the boobies?
Don't even
show
because she knows who she is.
Oh, they cute.
Look at
Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie the home.
I like her.
Oh, no.
Is that Maya?
I love it.
Who's
oh,
that?
No.
That's
I
her.
Love it.
Oh,
but
damn.
Some people
that's
like
wild.
The fake.
That's what I'm telling you.
I do, but I like looking at that shit.
She
like,
about to fall back.
Like, I already know, like, I can't do nothing with that, but, like,
I love it.
I look at it.
Why you can't do nothing with that, Kodak?
I promise you.
At least you honest.
That's like a natural, like, fake, though.
Let me see.
I'm not fucking with that. Don't, please, y'all don't mention no name.
That looks good. Let me see. All
right, I'm done with y'all.
Let me see.
We wasn't even mentioning names, damn.
No, we're not. I'm going to show y'all the fakest fake that I like.
Stack like that. It's not bad.
That looks
it's
like it got
horrible.
Steroids in.
It's
y'all.
Like
this.
Like
a burger.
That's the fake. That's the fakest fake I like.
Oh, I like hers too.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's
the
huge.
Other girl looks.
Hers is fake, fake,
let
fake.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm. No, but you know what? It actually was. It didn't look as fake, but she gained weight over top of it, so it looked like.
I don't know. That looked like it could probably be hers, just a little bit
smaller. Oh, it's definitely not hers. You
I
wild.
Know, but I'm saying like
you're gullible.
She's her arms look are thin.
It's cause she gained. That's what I told you since she gained weight.
Yeah, different.
Okay, all right, that one.
Yeah, right there. You can see it.
There you go.
It looked good from them shorts.
Why she? It like
but
it
the
hurt.
Other girl that you showed looked nice because her legs.
Like
her
that
legs
was her.
Look
that
nice.
Was that was her homie.
No,
wait,
no, he just showed.
It's her,
like her
knees.
Whole body was like solid.
Yeah, and
so
wasn't,
it like
wasn't
like she worked out. Yeah.
So there's such a thing as too much ass.
I just feel like
yeah,
that.
Me.
And you better not say that with your song.
Nah, that ain't what I'm
too
saying.
Much ass.
What I'm saying is, listen, y'all. I just need it to be, like she said, I just like nice shape.
You like a nice shape.
Like,
the
I
thighs
ain't saying,
need to match.
There you go. I love,
oh,
I'm
okay.
Not mad. She could go.
Miss Benjamin, do your thighs match?
Yes, duh.
We got to see.
He's trying to get you to stand up.
Put it on the table.
Stand
up. Benjamin, put it on. Miss Benjamin, put it on the table.
Motivating you.
Put it on the table. You already backed up.
Turn it around. We see them titties. We see them titties.
Put it on the table. There you go. Miss Benjamin. We appreciate you, Miss Benjamin. That is incredible.
My nigga Kodak sound like Luke in this bitch.
You know, big homie Luke. You did. But nah, so what's next for big homie Chose? What's up? Because that shit going crazy on TikTok.
Yeah. Man, I got so much shit going on. I actually got another record that's charting, but I'm not going to tell y'all what it is.
You based out of Dallas or Houston?
Houston.
Okay.
So I got two records on the charts right now. But the other one ain't under DJ Chose. Nobody going to ever figure it out. I'm not going to tell y'all. But
you got a superhero name? What the fuck is you?
It's another genre. I'm on some different shit right now.
You pop shit.
Rockstar.
Exclusive shit on here.
I might. Nah, you know, if y'all ever see me over there getting some of that Naja money or, you know, you know. But that ain't it. I'm just throwing some. I can go get it anywhere. But I got another single finna come out in. First, the remix. Think remix.
Who's on that?
Everybody.
Damn.
The baby?
Everybody.
The baby do sound like he'd be good on that motherfucker.
Everybody. Like, if y'all could imagine.
It's going crazy, so Michael I believe Jackson. It.
Is Meg on there?
Prince.
Is Meg on there?
She like don't break my heart.
You don't fuck with Meg?
No, he said Michael Jackson and Prince. That's where I was stuck.
Now I got everybody on this bitch, though. But I'm not going. Because. You playing with clearances and shit.
So. I feel you. So yeah. if we could put one Instagram female,
I'm gonna just tell you
in the thick video remix, who would it be? Just one. Not them.
Damn, I was gonna be nice. Yeah, I had the whole
not them. That's why I had nope.
Mm-mm. She ain't finna be in your video because you ain't paying her.
Who?
Me.
My manager might send you the cash app.
Oh.
He might take it out the budget. You feel me?
He's not going to know.
I might have fun.
But nah, I ain't going to lie. I'm not real big on Instagram models, so I couldn't even tell you.
You wildin'.
I'm very, very wild. But you got to understand, I've been doing this shit since I was 18.
What's that
so,
Instagram
like, some of the women that niggas be fiending about, I grew up with people like Lyra Galore. Like, why y'all
she from Houston.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in Houston.
She's from Philly.
We.
Let's get that straight.
She, ooh. Okay, what I'm saying is, the women that y'all think, like, we grew up around, like, we know.
I feel what you're saying.
She used to come to our parties and shit, so it's like, we been seeing fine, bad, beautiful black queens, so it's like, now it's, I ain't really on Instagram like, fuck. You know, and,
I feel like.
You're going to have some Jurassic.
But listen, I'm
going to go for it.
I feel like Instagram and social media is kind of ruined shit like that for us. Like, peep this. Back in the day, we had to wait till 6 o'clock to watch one of the sisters part to find out the next video.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? We don't have that outlet no more.
Yeah.
We can't, there's no, like, I remember when I was coming up, I was like, damn, bro, I can't wait to get on one of the sisters part. By the time I get popping up to be on one of the sisters part,
gone.
Shit over with.
Right.
Fuck am I going to do now? Breakfast Club?
You gonna have to.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Even
like, with the Urban Men's Magazines industry, now most of the magazines get sold to jails and stuff like Black Men's, Smooth, all them.
What about Jet?
They stopped doing it. Jet wasn't like for like
when I was lingerie. When I was in a kid like in the '90s, I used to love Jet.
You did? I did too.
I was a little horny kid. I was like, yo, that's why like when niggas be like, oh, how you know you gave you? I know when I was in second grade, I knew I loved pussy. So that nigga might just know he like,
for sure.
Like I remember like I can go back even further than that. I remember when I was like in elementary school, damn my kindergarten teacher kind of fine.
Yeah, and I remember my first Playboy book, like all that kind of.
I
shit.
I had Playboy, but I did know my uncle had the porn magazine.
See, my uncle used to give all to say, hey, take y'all ass down the street on y'all bikes and look at them, and we knew we wanted pussy when we was babies, like.
The niggas know. Niggas know what they like. Mm-hmm. Niggas know what they like. I remember in elementary school, like, yo, my.
Are y'all doing that with y'all kids? With y'all,
I don't got no kids.
I am. It take a good uncle and a good father. Because.
Oh, what was your question?
That, like, would y'all do that with y'all kids? Like,
I will.
When y'all have sons, y'all gonna give them.
Like, I don't do it. No, I don't do it with my cousins. Like, but, like, if it's my kid.
What they like, just to see.
You got to see it because you never know. Like I worked with kids before and like shit. Sometimes a nigga maybe like you know when nigga gonna like bitches.
I still don't think that's gonna change what they like. Even if
you can't force a nigga to like pussy.
Nah, listen. If you give him that magazine, it's a certain energy he provide. And if he don't provide it, then you let him grow into what he need to be. But yeah, all amen. I'm saying is...
Wait, I feel like he going to feel the pressure with you giving it to him.
Ain't no pressure. You can't pressure a nigga. You can't pressure a nigga to what he like, bro.
A little boy.
You cannot pressure a little boy. As a former little boy...
It's hard for them to come out because it's hard in the black community, period.
Yeah. But like if you provide them hey bro, this is what it is, but shit, do what you wanna do.
Yeah, I don't think you could pressure them into liking what they like. But I do think that in the black community it is harder for them to be accepted. So maybe that's why they don't come out.
Yeah, I mean, but that's been the issue for a long time. It's not just like with their sexuality. It's like with a whole bunch of shit. Like you can't tell a motherfucker you was depressed. What they gonna tell you? Oh shit, you got a house, you got food. Fuck you depressed for? Whole time you like fuck, I'm going crazy. Like, but you can't tell nobody that shit.
You know what? I didn't experience that. I'm bipolar and I never.
Because you're crazy.
I'm not. That's not crazy.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. You're not crazy.
You diagnosed with bipolar?
Since I was like 10.
You got a therapist?
Oh, my mom is bipolar too.
Do you have a therapist?
No. I had a therapist up until I was 24.
Hey, you just don't fuck with it?
No. I found ways to cope with my condition on my own.
Yeah.
You the one that said you was gonna be like, so what we doing if you fuck your friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Slim, you got a therapist? I wanna get into that shit next year.
Getting therapy?
Yeah.
I want a therapist. I think black
people. You know what? I might really go to you if you was a therapist.
You go to me?
Yeah, like you so chill.
And it don't
so
have
cool,
to be specifically
easy to talk to.
No, it could be somebody you trust and confide in. That could be like your little outlet. It don't have to necessarily be like a full blown therapist.
Which would be better though, because people who know you.
When I was younger,
somebody you trust,
and then it was a beneficial.
When I got grown, stuff that helps me is like art, music.
Yeah.
But you found your outlets, so it's not like it's not like you out here just
no.
No,
yeah. No,
I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't.
That's hard.
That's crazy.
Well, shit, man. I appreciate the homies kicking it through. Hold on, man. Whoa, now.
Wait, what you doing?
You got this something was a great special, episode, guys.
We got the speaker.
Yeah, something bit me and it hurts really bad.
So, shit. While we get ready to head up out this motherfucker,
we got stereo power on.
We got the homies in this motherfucker.
Both connected.
We got big homie DJ Chose in this bitch. We got big homie Ashley. Big homie Slim. Big homie Miss Benjamin.
Little homie butter.
Big homie, you been trying me all day.
I'm fighting words, DJ Chose. Damn, I don't know what we're gonna do about that.
Ain't that DJ Chose over there?
It's Big Homie Kodak.
Look like DJ Chose.
Episode 35, the Big Homie's house.
What's
we got
up,
the homies in the building.
What's up, Keith? What's up, Lisa?
We got this bitch.
Ooh, Ashley. Hey. Ooh, Ashley. Hey.